bless you. Isn't this exciting? Having a guest speaker? I don't know what the elders were thinking. Can you raise your hand if you're an elder here? Okay, you too. They didn't even ask me what I was going to speak about. So, if it goes bad, tell me.
Sorry, that's what Daryl's for right there.
Oh, Daryl's the game guy.
Stay close to him.
I thought we'd just blame Ed and Dorothy because they probably vouch for me. Yes. Okay.
I don't know much.
I usually don't stand up behind a pulpit. It's just not me. So, Dorothy called and said, you guys don't have a minister right now. Subs are fun. We had subs for a while. You know, see someone new, and it's kind of exciting. A little scary for the sub. When I decided to preach today, I prayed. I said, God, what do you want me to talk about? Should I even introduce myself? Because you guys aren't going to remember me in a month, right? Ed and Dorothy, well, Jimmy, Karen, David, Judy, my family, by the way. And I have some extended family back here. I don't know if you knew that. The song leader is married to my daughter-in-law's first cousin, right? Sure. Just a little bit about myself. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And every day they took me to church. They would let me spend the night, and they'd clean me up, take me to church. I sat in Dorothy's Sunday school class and listened to David and Goliath and Daniel and the Lion's Den. I do appreciate that. They've been a huge influence on my life. And Dave and Judy, wow. They took care of me for a year and a half. They kept me clean for a year and a half. I do appreciate them. Huge influence on my life. This young lady right here is my wife, Susie. I just wanted to say that because we've been married 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 31 years. That is quite a feat. It really is today. And I'm very blessed. And when I just introducing myself, I would just say I'm blessed by God and by Jesus. And He's blessed my whole life. We've raised successfully, I think, 5 children. And we have 4 grandchildren. We just had one 2 weeks ago. We went up to Minnesota and seen her. That's awesome. You know, you had mentioned being married many years. And now that the kids are gone, we don't argue. So, I don't know if it's about money or not. I think it's about kids. But I prayed, I said, God, what do you want me to tell these people? How can I benefit them? How can I be a blessing to you? What are you here for if not to make lives easier for one another? That's why we're going to spread the news, the good news of Jesus, to make lives better. There's an eternity waiting for us. So I decided to talk about trust, faith. And we all have some amount of faith. Most of us here, I hope, believe that Jesus died. We've accepted Him as our Savior. And we trust God to get us into eternity. But what about the day-to-day things? What about when things go wrong, when plans don't go as we planned, when the trials and storms of life spin around us? What about our trust then in God? How do we do that? What does that look like? How can we be better at that? We all have trials and storms, right? We're either in a storm, some say, or we're in a storm, or we're coming out of a storm. How do we act like children of God as Christ representatives instead of panicking and being so anxious and nervous and really not being good ambassadors of Christ? How do we do that? What does that look like? I wrote down a few things. I just said, you know, when we lose our job, I've lost my job. I was given a severance package. That was very scary. I had to go home and tell my wife, honey, I lost my job. Luckily, I got right back on. They gave me a severance package, say if you get come right back in 6 months, if you can get another job, you keep your seniority. And I was very blessed in that. So I've worked for the same company for over 31 years. Maybe the family falling apart, the loss of a loved one. Maybe you had plans, and wow, that happens. Health issues. How do we trust God in the day-to-day issues that come up that we didn't plan? Maybe getting older, retirement, not having enough money. I'm thinking about that already. In 8 years, I'm going to retire. I don't care if I have enough money. I let the church feed me. So I just want to look at a story and then talk about how can we trust God more in our day-to-day living. Nothing great, just simple. If you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. I just want to briefly look at this story. We all know this story. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Matthew 28, verse 23. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And of course, that's Jesus. He gets in the boat with his disciples. It's the Sea of Galilee. I just had a friend come back from the Sea of Galilee. He described it. It's a great big lake. It's like 7 miles one way and 13 miles another. It's below sea level. And during the day, the air gets superheated. And then in the evening, it rises up really quick and it draws these winds down from the ravines of the mountains. And great storms pop up just like that. They call them squalls. And there can be 20-foot waves. So kind of vision in your head about that. It's only about 150 feet deep, which is, for there, that's pretty deep. Verse 24, and behold, there arose a great storm in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But he himself was asleep. So we have the squall breaking out. Jesus probably went to sleep when it was light, or sunshine, maybe when he's taxed. Right? Because he's dealing with people. That's what I do. I'm in HR. People come to me all day long. They complain. They tell me their sorrows and their heartaches from their supervisors. And Jesus is doing this. He's healing people and bringing the sick to him. He's exhausted. And he gets in the boat and he falls asleep. And he must be in a really deep sleep here. Because these are experienced sailors and he fell asleep. 20-foot waves going over the boat, if you can imagine that. And Jesus is on a mat or a sponge, and he's fast asleep in the midst of this storm. Just something interesting about the storm. Even in the ocean, there could be a hurricane, and 20 feet below the waterline, it's as calm as could be. I just think of that and putting it inside of us, being calm. And he came to him and awoke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And if you look at the original translation, it's almost like saying, "God, don't you care? Do you know that we're drowning?" Don't we do that in a storm? When things go wrong, "God, help!" And we panic. Does he know? Does he care? Verse 26, and he said to them, "Why are you timid, you men of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. I try to picture what happened there. I mean, they woke the Son of God. I don't think they needed an extra hand to bail out water out of the boat. They must have been looking for something supernatural. So he calms the storm. He calms the storm. Then in verse 27 it says, and the men marveled, saying, what kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? And I do that. I get anxious. Everybody's over those waters. I say, oh God, help. And he does that marvel. It's like, wow. I can trust him. The next storm comes up. I'm anxious again. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be calm in here. And I know you do too. How do you do that? What does that look like? How do you make application here? If you'll turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, I suggest that everybody memorize these two chapters. Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Memorize these. I've been saying them all morning. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. I think that word anxious is, it's nervousness, it's panic. Be anxious for nothing. And anxious Christians are unstable. And they're vulnerable to trials, to temptations. And we're told to be anxious for nothing. Don't panic, don't be nervous. Because everything is under God's sovereign control. Be anxious for nothing. Nothing's too difficult for Him to handle. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, here's the application, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. This is what stable Christians do. This is what Christ's representatives are supposed to do. Don't be anxious for anything, but by prayer, petition, and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. There's always thanksgiving in there. Do you notice that? You read prayer a lot, it says thanksgiving, because when your eyes are on the storm, you're anxious, but when you look at your blessings, you can be thankful. And with that, we offer that up. Let your requests be known to God. Just let your requests be known. So when the trials come up, we don't doubt, we don't fear, we don't panic. Some people question God when that happens or doubt God. We don't have to doubt that He's there. We don't have to blame Him. Let your requests be known to Him. And then verse 7, this is what happens when you do this. And the peace of God. Don't you want the peace of God? I want the peace of God. When the trials and storms are spinning around me, I want to have a sense of peace, like 20 foot below the ocean. I can trust God no matter what happens. He's in control. And I can be at peace. If you hold your finger there, a peace of God, I think of John 14, 27. The words of Jesus. We're right back to there. John 14, 27. These are words to us. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Here's the command. Let not your hearts be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Experience that peace of God. Verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And what that says to me is, it doesn't have to make sense to me. When things go bad and I can't figure them out. I don't have to figure them out. I don't have to know exactly what's happening. I just give it to God. And the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension. And here it says, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What happens when we get in a storm, when we're anxious, when things go wrong, our hearts start to race and our mind races? You know what happens when we hear something, we think of the worst possible thing that could go wrong in that situation. And we dwell on it. Do you do that? I do that sometimes. I'm like, oh no. And I dwell on it over and over and over again in my mind. And we're not told to do that. We're told to offer up our prayers with supplication, with thanksgiving. Make our requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That calming of the storm inside. Giving it to God and not panicking, not being out of control, being Christ's representatives, people are looking at us and how we react. We're representatives of Him. They see that. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I just chose this verse. Most of you know it. It's in the middle of a sentence, but 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. That's another thing we forget in the midst of the storm. God cares. And when we give it to Him, we can experience His peace. He'll give us His peace. We have to give it to Him. We have to cast our anxieties on Him when those troubles come. One more, just a couple more verses, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let it rule in your hearts. To which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Verse 16. I wanted to tie this in because I think it's very important. Let the word of Christ dwell richly within you. I encourage everyone in our church, there's a couple back here, they know, to read the daily scripture readings. I talk about it all the time. How do you trust someone you don't know? You need to know Him. And I would encourage all of you, please read your scripture readings, read your daily scripture readings. It only takes about 15 minutes. And you can experience that calm and that peace before the day begins. I'm going to leave this card. You can order these at ethoughts.com. Maybe you already have them, I don't know. But I emphasize that almost every Sunday. They get sick of hearing it. That's all right. But let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness. There's that word again. Thankfulness in your hearts to God. And I think about congregating here, congregating and singing. We need each other. We need to encourage one another. We need that. So when the storm spins around us, what do? We don't panic. We're not nervous. We experience a calm inside. We offer up our requests with supplication and thanksgiving to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He'll guard that so they aren't racing. We can trust Him. One of the ways we trust Him is get to know Him. And then gather together. We need this encouragement from one another. You guys aren't even going to remember who I am in a month. That's awesome for me. In case it didn't go well. I like that. But I do know if I speak too long, you'll say I didn't like that guy that spoke. I've learned that. 30 minutes, be done. I just wanted to share with you a song by Casting Crowns. It's one of their new songs, and it ties in very well to trusting God. It's called Just Be Held, H-E-L-D. Hold it together, everybody needs you strong, but life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on, and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on, and just be held. If your eyes are on the storm, you'll wonder if I love you still, but if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand, I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands. Lift your hands, lift your eyes, and the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart. come to me, find your rest in the arms of God who won't let you go. I love that song. That's the message this morning. Peace. We can experience that in the midst of the storm when things are going wrong and they don't go as planned. We just lift it up, give it to God, and let His peace be within us. And He'll guard our hearts and minds when we do that. He'll guard our hearts and minds so we don't have to run around in panic. We can be good ambassadors for Jesus. This morning, I don't even know most of you. I don't know if you're a Christian. I don't know if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. But I know one thing. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have peace. This is a crazy world and things go wrong. It's a mess down here, as one of our elders always said. It's a mess down here. It's a mess down here. And we need God and we need peace. So this morning, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, I'll just share the gospel message. I got to do that, right? Otherwise, the elders won't let me come back. The gospel message is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15. We sinned and separated ourselves from a holy God. Because God is holy and He can't have sin in His presence. So He sent His Son Jesus. It's a simple story. It's a great story. He sent His Son Jesus to die upon the cross for your sins, for my sins. When we accept Him as our Savior, our sins are washed. We're reconciled back to God. And we have that hope of eternal life. Isn't that awesome? The Bible tells us to hear the word, to believe it, to the best of our abilities, to whatever faith we have at that moment, to repent of our sins. And that means to turn from them. There is a life change that comes when Jesus enters you. Be baptized. Wash away your sins. You receive that Holy Spirit as a seal, guaranteeing that eternal life with God. That's so awesome. Then you rise up and live this new life, indwelt with the Holy Spirit to help you walk each day and to not be anxious, but to give it to God. That's the message this morning. Maybe you need prayer. We can keep them around for a couple minutes longer. We'll pray for you. Maybe you need that peace, and you can have that just by offering it up to God. This morning, if you have a need, please come as together we stand and sing.